Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Ang buong Greater Sydney ay naka-lockdown for 2 weeks na at ito ay in-extend for another week. At in a way, magandang pagkakataon para sa mga magulang na subukan ng pagtuturo at pagiging abala sa pagtuturo sa kanilang mga anak. At syempre, magandang pagkakataon para magkasama-sama ang mga pamilya. Although, sabi nga na iiba ang pag-aaral sa bahay through online at syempre iba yung activities sa school. At mapalit tayo ngayong umaga, makakasama natin ang isang nanay na sabihin na natin medyo bihasa sa homeschooling, ang photographer na si Josephine Sicad Minerva. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Josephine.
Hello guys! Good morning din sa inyo dyan. I'm Josephine. Thanks for inviting me. At saka I hope I can answer most of your questions.
Halos apat na taon ka na nag-homeschool sa iyong anak na si Pixie ay nasa year 3.
She's year 3 this year, yeah.
So, kailan ka nagsimula mag-homeschool kay Pixie?
Okay, basically nag-start talaga ako from the beginning, from baby stage. So, she never went to school. We used to live in Singapore actually, and before moving to Australia, I've been researching about homeschooling. And so far, I love the idea about it. So that's why we decided to just give it a try. Sa Singapore pa, I've been doing things there na parang normal lang din. Mostly playful learning lang din. Hindi naman yung by the book, yung ganon. Laro-laro lang.
Mm-hmm.
Like basic books to her every single day kahit kinakain na yung books. Yung ganun lang din. Basic lang talaga.
At nung nasa school age na siya, which is kinder at year 1, bakit mo talaga naisip na, okay, I will homeschool her? Ano yung reason kung bakit pinili na i-homeschool siya?
Okay, well, it probably started when buntis pa nga ako. Nag-iisip na ako ng, you know, what are the possibilities? So, we decided to move to Australia, instead of sending her to daycare, kasi diba when we move here, if both parents have to work, you have to send to daycare, wala namang yaya, hindi naman uso dito. Wala din kaming yaya when we were in Singapore, but it seemed to be the best option for us to not send her to daycare, and I can just do full-time mama duties to her, and we just kind of tried it if it can work for her and if she will learn something. It was just come and go and see how it goes. Yeah.
Ang full-time na trabaho mo ba is being a photographer?
Actually, hindi. So, I'm more of a full-time mom and a part-time photographer.
Wow.
But I used to work. I used to work in Singapore. I had an engineering degree, but when I started learning photography and I did a part-time photography in Singapore while working, but that was before pregnancy. So when I had a chance to, like, I talked to my husband, can we probably try this? Can I do photography instead and see? And, you know, so when it worked out for me, yun nga, nag-resign na lang ako, nabuntis ako. And then when we had the baby, we kind of have that setup na mag-shoot lang ako ng weekends. And then most of the weekdays, I'm with the baby. So, and then when we moved to Australia, yun, the same setup din yung nangyari. So, luckily, naka-work yung husband ko full-time and ako part-time lang. Well, I almost wanted to work. I mean, I was supposed to apply for work, but when he had the job first, so it kind of worked out for us na sige, kaya naman ata ng sweldo mo, so let's do this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if hindi kaya ng sweldo niya, I definitely will have to go to work full-time.
Yes,
but so yeah. Practically, I told him, we don't need all those things na, you know, I mean, it's okay to have those things, but we kind of just sacrifice some things financially. And I said, I'd rather spend time with my daughter if I can and until I can. But luckily, it kind of worked out. Of course, in the beginning, hindi naman siya easy. Like, we were still navigating everything from the homeschooling. Hindi ko alam, ano ba, saan ba ako masa-start? Or should I buy this book kind of books? Or should I enroll in something? Maraming mga nalilito pa rin ako. But then eventually we found a, like, parang rhythm namin ng anak ko. So like siguro the first 2 years was like shaky pa. So parang, although kindergarten age kasi pa naman siya, so it wasn't so much of a like workbook or anything, more of play lang. And thankfully, my photography kind of started off and kicked off a little bit. Hindi naman ako ganun ka-busy kasi weekends lang talaga ako nagsushoot at hindi naman most weekends. Like if I shoot on Saturday, I don't shoot on a Sunday. So I kind of tried to balance everything, you know.
Yes, yes. At I think ito yung mga, kumbaga, pangarap o yung gusto ng mga nanay na nandito sa Australia, no? Kasi karamihan sa atin, marami sa ating mga Pilipino, both parents ay nagtatrabaho, ano? Pero maswerte na lang yung iba na kagaya mo, you do part-time on the weekends, pero full-time talaga yung pagiging nanay mo. In terms of doing the homeschooling, ano yung mga pinaka naging challenge sa'yo at sa anak mo?
Okay, well, the challenges actually didn't really, paano ko ba sabihin? Siguro, like I mentioned earlier, I really love to do it. Parang, if there's a will, there's a way, di ba? So, it's a normal challenge lang yata. Same din if you're sending your kid to school. Yung, if your kid won't listen to you. Yung ganun lang ba? Mm-mm. Yun lang yung challenges ko. The same thing. Like, sometimes sinasabi ko, we do this, and then she's not into it. But I don't force anything to her. The good thing, though, with homeschooling, kasi we have the flexible time. If this, for example, my purpose came for the day, if it doesn't work, we have another day to do it. Parang ganon. And we don't have a limit of our time. So, flexible yung oras namin. Yun yung talagang big benefit ng homeschooling kasi no other demands. Mm. And I don't want to say na demanding talaga yung educational, yung public school or private school. Mas more demands there, right? Kasi I was also schooled. But then with homeschooling, we really have the freedom and flexibility if we follow the kids' pace. So kung hanggang ano lang kaya niya, yung ini-encourage ko naman siya. So it has worked out so far and we kind of enjoyed it too.
Ngayon na nasa year 3 na, alam ko meron kang sinusundan na module or something that came from the Department of Education, hindi ba?
So basically, if you homeschool in Australia, you have to register. So by the time we register, may parang sort of like just a guide curriculum. So they just want you to make sure na you have that as a guide for the year. So as long as you kind of just aligned what you're doing to the curriculum, and it doesn't matter what resources you use, so it's okay. So flexible lang talaga yung educational, like yung learning stages ba.
Mm-mm. Sa mga nag-iisip o pinag-iisipan kung para sa kanila ba ang homeschooling o para sa kanilang mga anak ba ang homeschooling, ano yung para sa'yo dapat tandaan ng mga magulang kung naiisip nila or they are considering homeschooling?
Well, actually, if only I could push it harder, I would really prefer talaga na homeschooling. But if your circumstances doesn't allow it yet, it's all right too. But if you do plan to homeschool, it's more of a step, one step at a time. Kasi like I mentioned earlier then, the first 2 years namin, ano lang din, parang testing the waters. And every kid is different. So parang if you plan to do some kind of like a lesson or lesson plan, it doesn't work out to each kid. So kaya nga before, I almost wanted to buy like this specific curriculum. But then, it didn't work out for my kid. Parang ayaw niyang nagsusulat. I mean, ayaw niyang nasa screen. So, for example, this is probably the best example. We had this part where I tried to show her the math and everything. Basic math pa lang yun. So, online siya. And then, parang ayaw niyang nag-click-click doon. Diba? Parang opposite ba to sa mga kids? Diba mga kids?
Parang old school siya.
Ayaw niya yun. So, ginawa ko, pinrint ko yung nasa screen. So, this was around 4 or 5 years old pa siya, ha? So, pinrint ko yung nasa screen and she wants more to write. So, that made me realize, so gusto pala niya mag-write. Okay, sige, print na lang ako ng print. And then, that made me realize na she's into drawing, she loves sketching. So, eventually, I made sure na merong paper at saka pen palagi na she can reach and she can just play around and do whatever she likes. Walang limit ba? You stop drawing, no? Walang ganon. Uy, kumain ka na. Ganon, di ba? So, it probably was a good thing that we just discover it as we go, day by day. Hindi kasi natin malalaman right away what works for the kid. So it takes time a bit. So definitely patience will be one thing for moms if you intend to do homeschooling. Sabi nga ng friend ko, wala ako niya, I don't have the patience. How do you do that? Sabi nila sa akin, how do you do that? So, well, I normal din naman ako, naubusan din ng patience. I think, if you want to prioritize to na gusto mong give more like chance to your kid na maka-explore more, it will be a challenge pa rin. Pero eventually, you'll find a way to find the routine, the proper rhythm, yung ganon.
Kumbaga, mahalaga talaga dito yung interest at hilig ng bata.
You have to be more conscious din para mas aware ka at nakikita mo, ano ba talagang gusto ng anak ko, yung ganon.
Yep. Doon naman sa mga nag-iisip na pag homeschool ng bata, hindi makasocialize o they tend to be less sociable. How do you deal with that naman yung sa in terms of being sociable ng anak mo?
Okay. Like I mentioned, iba-iba talaga naman yung bata, di ba? Pero from my experience, I think what helped my daughter, Pixie, kasi early stage, palagi kami nasa labas, before COVID, of course, yung outdoor playground, ganun ba? So early, from an early age pa lang siya, she's been used to going out and meeting people. So it seemed to have helped na maraming different ages ng bata yung nami-meet niya, different tao, yung ganun. So for somehow, she was more confident and she learned to socialize. Kasi other people actually think homeschooling is just at home doing this and that, but it's more of we're usually outdoors talaga. So it helped that we were exposed to many other things sa society, sa community, and that helped my daughter growing up with her social skills.
Yes, yeah. At marami din siyang activity, ano? She does music and sabi mo nga drawing.
Oh, she loves singing a lot, like every day. Well, most of the day naman we have activities, pero from the beginning, we kind of just discover whatever she's interested at the moment, parang ganon. Before she wanted ballet and then it evolved to something else. She's doing Ninja Warrior now, but she still loves drawing from the very beginning talaga. So maybe because that was when I mentioned na palaging there's paper and pen around her, so parang easily reachable for her and she can just do this. And I should mention na maybe it helped for her na I didn't really buy so much toys for her. Like hindi naman siya deprive, ha? Pero I tried to limit her toys. For example, I bought her one Barbie and one of this kind of toy, but really lesser toys as she grew up. We were more of outdoors and then more on coloring pens and papers and books, and we go to libraries. So it was kind of ganun yung lifestyle namin.
Bilang ikaw ay mahigit 3 years na nag-homeschool kay Pixie, ano naman yung mga tips na pwede mong maibigay sa mga parents na balik online classes ang mga anak?
Okay. Now, it's gonna be probably different kasi when the school age kids, how do I say this ba? Kasi iba kasi yung, hopefully, I'm hoping na yung school mismo are not giving parents lots of things to work on. Kasi yun yung nababasa ko before, and nagiging stressful talaga lahat yung, lalo ng last year, di ba, nung nag-COVID, the first time it happened.
Yeah.
Stressful for parents working full-time and then doing homeschooling agad-agad or biglaan na lang ganito. And the thing is, with the full-time homeschooling, the way I do it, the way most of the homeschool communities do it, we don't have like a definite list of things to do. So flexible talaga, di ba? The difference now with sa mga schools now, if they put more assignments, it will become really stressful to the parents. I'm just hoping na with this coming week na mag-open na yung school, hopefully, you just have to spend more time with the kid if possible, kaya ng time. Like, just the simple things. Like, when you're cooking, I mean, let them help you. Parang ganun lang. And it's okay to watch movies sometimes if you have a screen time limited. Yung ganun. Kasi it's already difficult enough to have all these stresses with the COVID thing, di ba? So, I think don't have to be pressured more to make sure academically our kids are not behind. I think there will always be enough time to learn together or catch up. So I think it's important emotionally to build up the character ng anak natin. When they grow up, they will remember, what did we do that time, mama? Diba? So at least they will remember the good times and not the homework or mga ganon. Pero hopefully nga din, the school system ng Australia will make it easier for the parents to adjust, especially with the homeschooling online.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.